Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina, how are you today?
Hey, Christine. You know, I'm doing pretty well. All things considered, I'm finding my balance all the time.
So you're back in Colorado now. Last week we were on beautiful Orcas Island in the San Juan Islands north of Seattle. And now you're back in Colorado and I'm back in the Seattle area.
And yes, I know we're both really happy to be home with our families. But I tell you what, I wish I was sitting next to you on your deck overlooking the ocean.
Yeah, it was magical. And it was great, too, that there was a time in the middle of our discussion when suddenly there was this bald eagle flying past. And so those of you who want to, you can listen to last week's show and check that out. And I still don't know exactly when the eagle flew by, but I figure it was a significant moment, giving us some information.
Well, I believe you're right. And, you know, we'll have to both listen to that because I know that we had such a fun show and it was very playful. And, you know, it's so near and dear to me because that's what I have to remind myself on a regular basis, that we're here to play. We're here to play and feel good. We're here to have fun, you know, and it's so easy to, with that information that comes when an eagle flies, that's amazing and that's magical and it feels good. But when something all of a sudden distracts you and gets your attention and it doesn't feel good, mm-hmm. that information is still information.
Right. And, you know, we're talking about information on the show this week. And I know that there's been some difficult information out there that that everyone in the world has been focusing upon. And it actually is very close to where you are, correct?
Yeah. It is. Here in Aurora, Colorado, which actually I called home for 11 years. It was the first place I moved to when I moved to Colorado as a young, pregnant, single mom and lived there. My two children were born in Aurora, my oldest children, and raised them for the first 11 years of this time. And when we moved to 1999, we moved up to the mountains when I married my husband, Greg, and we just wanted to have our kids in a smaller community. And Aurora had been becoming known for some of its gang violence. So it wasn't a place that I felt very safe. And in fact, it was at a time where I was very fear-based. So it didn't make sense to continue living there. And when I heard that something had happened, I automatically assumed it must be gang-related.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It was somebody who was a PhD student in, what was it? Something.
Neuroscience.
Neuroscience, that's right. And, you know, you look at the photo of him, and at least from my perspective, I don't automatically think, oh, there's something very, very disturbed about him. But clearly there was something terribly disturbed. And his inner chaos that exploded literally in the side of this movie theater destroyed numerous lives and has harmed many on an emotional level. And it's such a tragic thing.
It's extremely tragic. And, you know, my heart goes out to this young man who felt like this was, he did this act, and my belief is that he felt he was going to feel better in the doing of it, you know, and it's hard for any of us to comprehend and imagine getting to that level. But for whatever reason, life circumstances have caused that. And, you know, for me to find my balance and to get back into alignment, that I have to do that, because it's really easy for me to fall victim, allow my emotions and feelings and thoughts to fall victim to the circumstances that are outside myself that I have no control over whatsoever.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that is the challenge when something like this happens, to become aware of the information. But if it's not relevant to our authentic paths, so to speak, we shouldn't focus on it for too long. And yes, the people whose lives this has touched directly, oh my God, you know, this, they're never going to be the same. And, you know, my heart goes out to them. And yet, we as individuals who have not been directly affected, if we continue to stay in this place of fear and horror, we can't move forward, you know, in a loving, joyful way to touch other lives and help shift the planet. So it's a real balancing act, you know, becoming aware of the information, you know, assessing, opening our hearts, sharing love and healing to those whose lives have been so profoundly affected in some really incredibly traumatic ways. And then it's time for us to move forward. And that letting go of that, you know, that emotional draw into that information over and over again isn't always easy.
No, it's not always easy. And especially, you know, a little bit more so probably for me and being in this community and of Colorado, and unfortunately Colorado for whatever reason, you know, it makes me wonder all types of things. Why do we keep having these tragic events occur in Colorado? And is it right, because we have an awareness or an activated vibration, so to speak, that we expect to be an innocent victim, you know? And I have to say that yesterday morning Saturday was a whole big day of information for me as well, just trying to fly back home.
You know? Oh, yes, that was a wee bit challenging, wasn't it?
It was a little bit, but I, you know, maintained my course and my clarity on what it was I wanted. But, you know, yesterday morning, my husband and I took a motorcycle ride. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and rode down to the river, which isn't too far from our home. And I just, you know, stood by the side of the river and just allowed that cleansing to take place. I just needed the healing connection of nature and my sunshine. You know, I had lots of healing and with nature and Orcas Island, and some sunshine, days of sunshine is beautiful, but some of those overcast days that I'm not necessarily accustomed to.
Right.
But we do have to just really discern, you know, what is important for me. And I feel like for me, I have to do what I can to stay connected to who I really am so that I can be of service to those that are suffering right now and hurting.
Right.
Because I could easily join forces with them. I could easily, you know, watch the newscasts and the videos and even social media, Facebook, which I love. I love the uplifted people that I'm connected with. Right now, you can tend to get out of balance just from the information that's out there. So I have to be very careful and honor what's important for me. Otherwise, I fall victim just like everyone else. And that's not what we're here to do.
Right, right. And we don't want to maintain this victim vibration, as you so profoundly put it before. We want to view this as a type of chaos, an opportunity to open our hearts, and not what we want to manifest. But instead of pushing it away, we need to accept it on some level, you know, which is a tragic thing to have to accept, that this has occurred, and have love associated with it, and then think about what it is we do want to create. And, you know, today our show is all about information. It was, first of all, I have to tell you, it was such a kick last week to be working on our book together, because you and I got such clarity about what it is we're communicating in our workshops, what it is we want to communicate in our book. And one of the themes is it's all information, you know, and really living authentically is about accessing, assessing, interpreting, and acting upon, aligning with the information. And it's really a very simple thing to do. So, you know, I'm excited about today's discussion.
I'm really excited about it as well. And, you know, it is, it becomes such a playful game when we start to look at everything that comes into our awareness. Whatever grabs our attention is simply just information. You know, oftentimes, though, we tend to have an emotional reaction to certain things that happen instead of taking that step back and getting the broader perspective. And when we, you and I started playing around with this concept of it's all information in 2011, and I know it personally helped us both with some very, but I don't want to say challenging decisions that we were making at the time.
Right.
You know, yes. And it did. It provided a little bit more ease and comfort when we could align to it, just seeing it, just shifting the perspective that simply, this is just information. Right. So what do I need to hear from this or learn from this?
And that's not to mean that when we detach from our emotions, we're not taking our emotions into account, because, you know, we really are bombarded with information. You know, of course, there's the information that's out there that surrounds us on the internet, you know, in the media, conversations around us, you know, other people's focus. And then there's the information that we actually personally perceive, from the physical sensations to the emotions to the intuition. And then, so it's all information that we have to sort through and figure out, well, is this relevant to me on my authentic path?
Yes, exactly. And that's it. I think our emotions and our feelings are some of the most vital information that we receive. I mean, it's instantaneous feedback. We couldn't ask for anything better than that. And unfortunately, you know, I think we've discussed this before. Many times we've been led to believe our emotions are improper or wrong.
Right. Yes. Oh, I my mother used to tell me I was melodramatic. When I was feeling sadness, you know, she would roll her eyes at me sometimes when I was expressing my emotions. And I got to, I got this feeling that there was something very inappropriate about anger, about deep sadness, because she just didn't know what to do with my emotions. And so I learned to stuff my emotions, like somehow it's not appropriate. And that was to my detriment, because our emotions are a great guide, aren't they, Sabrina?
Yes. Instantaneous feedback. They're our best friend. It is always an accurate barometer of where we are at in any given moment. And I've seen it, my emotions transform over the years by just shifting my perspective of what they are, you know, and seeing them for the relationship they were playing with me.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we are going to be talking more about how this is all information and the information that we have to access and how we can utilize the information to express our authenticity. This is Christine Upchurch, and you were listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup, visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today, Christine and I are talking about how everything is information, including the fact that you're listening to our voices right now, somehow, some way, possibly live on a radio station in the Northeast, or via the computer, or maybe through an archive. But no matter what, it's information. And we couldn't be doing this show without our partner in crime, Brian. Would you like to get on, Brian?
Hi, guys.
Brian Sullivan.
How you doing?
Hey, Brian.
It's great to be on your show today. I'm glad to be a part of it. You two are like happy-go-lucky people, just like I am.
Yeah, we always have fun together behind the scenes, don't we, Brian?
But this is the first time ever that I get to be out in the open. Everybody knows who I am now, listening on Transformation Talk Radio as well.
That's right.
All right, what do you guys got to talk about today? I'm going to stand by and just listen in. I think it's exciting.
Well, thank you, Brian, and thank you for the wonderful work you do in helping us get out there on the airwaves. And tonight, or today, we are talking about how everything is information. And that we have almost a sense of duty or obligation to start discerning the information that comes through us. Otherwise, we tend to be bombarded and pulled into directions that aren't pleasing and in alignment with our authentic self and our authentic journey. And Christine, tell me some of the recent information. Remember the games that we were noticing, how you had instant manifestations occurring?
Oh, let's see. Which thing are you talking about? Like, I remember.
There's so many.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think I talked about on the ferry last week when I said, oh, I just love being on the front of the ferry. And because you can see the wide expanse of the water, and sometimes you can see some wildlife. And sure enough, we were pulled right to the forefront, weren't we? Even though we were like sort of pulled out of order to go up to the front. But you're probably thinking of something else.
And I'm thinking, you know, now that you're mentioning the ferry, it's like how fascinating it was on, you know, Friday after I was waking up on our last day on Orcas Island, and I was really reflecting on how much I enjoyed that week with you and how I felt like a lifetime of growth and expansion occurred in, you know, just a few short days. And
right.
Really, feeling so grateful for the work that we created and the fun that we had and the bearing of the souls at all new levels and the market.
Right, right.
And food and all of that
stuff. Yes. God bless those margaritas. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so then when, you know, I had some bad news, we had to shift the energy. So we decided that instead of staying in, you know, kind of socked in foggy weather on Orcas because we couldn't get out in nature and revitalize ourselves and reconnect to our authentic journey. You know, we decided we'd shift the energy and go ahead and leave the house and take the first ferry off the island. And we had a magical encounter.
We did. It's funny because the ferry worker who was, you know, like flagging us, you know, to move forward and park here, he suddenly kind of looked at us and it's like, oh, there's this connection there. And when we got out, we ended up having this really long conversation with this nice gentleman about healthcare and about our Authenticity Rising program and, you know,
our
about
children.
And as it turns out that even though this place, the ferry terminal that we were going to be landing in is something like 75 miles away from my home, he actually lives fairly near, and he and I are both of our kids go to the same pediatrician, which it's just like,
so how did that happen, right? What are the chances?
I know. And it's kind of like we were supposed to be on that ferry. We were supposed to have gotten there right then and there to make this connection.
Exactly. If we had been 10 minutes earlier, we wouldn't have probably had that interaction with that man. And it was such a delightful conversation. And, you know, and again, it just reminds us that the world is filled with wonderful people with good hearts and good intentions. And they're out there and we can interact with them quite regularly.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because you and I, you know, we come from very mainstream backgrounds, but we've gotten into the alternative realm, which some would refer to as woo-woo, you know, the healing work that we've done and taught over the years. And, you know, now that what we're doing is it's more towards the mainstream, but we have to remember that there are people out there who think even the things that we talk about, like manifesting, is kind of out there. And yet people will just connect with us sometimes, and whether or not their mindset is in the same kind of Abraham Hicks, you know, this is what you do to consciously co-create, or whether they're into alternative healthcare, there's just this resonance and it's this connection, and it's kind of like a door opening for them and for us, and this expansion, whether or not we have the same kind of frame of mind.
Exactly. Yes. And that's it. It would be a very boring world if we all had the same belief systems and the same desires and the same lives. I mean, quite frankly, I don't think I would want to tolerate that. It wouldn't sound like much fun to me.
No, it wouldn't. And, you know, when we talk about it's all information, really, as we went through and wrote, you know, chapter abstracts and the overview of our book, one of the underlying themes throughout the book is it's all information. And, you know, there are moments like that moment when it was kind of like everything was aligned perfectly. And, you know, it's just like one of these natural things that happens, and yet it felt like we had the information, we acted upon it, we moved forward with it, and then things tended to flow well. And really, our authenticity is really about being true to our soul, you know, kind of expressing ourselves fully. But isn't it about just accessing and assessing information?
It can be, I think, as simple as that at times. And, you know, our soul has the desire to be expressed, and in a way that I believe wants to uplift and inspire others, you know, to rise above the daily challenges that many face and to find the good in the world. And, you know, when we can do that through information, it's just reaching for thoughts that feel better. And when we do that, we have more experiences that feel better. It's such an amazing direct correlation.
Right. Right. And, you know, there is an abundance of information out there. A lot of it's not really meant for us, you know, but we've talked on other shows about how each of us has all these inner voices, and you know, most of them don't belong to us. Most of them aren't authentic. They're parents, exactly. Teachers, colleagues, bosses. You know, our religious programming. You know, whatever. But the authentic voice is there, and we have access to all this information there to support us, from the emotions that we were talking about a little earlier today to the physical sensations we feel in our body. I mean, let's say, for instance, that you're thinking about getting a medical procedure done, and every time you think about it, you get tension in your shoulders. I mean, that's telling you something about your underlying feelings associated with it. And, you know, you can begin to explore, well, what is my body telling me? That's information that is being communicated to me via my body. And it could be as simple as, well, I'm a little nervous about the procedure. Or it could be it's not the right doctor for you. Or it could be that the procedure that you're thinking about having done, you shouldn't get done. But one way or another, you're getting information to support you on your authentic journey.
Yes, and when you're getting that information, you're getting that feedback via either emotions, feelings, the physical sensations, overheard conversations,
right,
things being emailed to you that explain more fully, every time you take in a little bit more information, then you can discern how your body is reacting to it, how your thoughts and your feelings are coming around the subject, you know, and that's how you begin to sift through to really get to the foundation of the information, the gift that it's providing you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have an abundance of information gifts, you know, as you called it, because it comes to us in various forms. And it doesn't have to be anything about profound direction in our lives. It can be something as simple as what you need to remember at the grocery store. If you're driving home and you know you're going to be stopping on the way home at the grocery store, and you see a billboard about ketchup, you happen to hear a radio ad about ketchup, it might occur to you, wow, perhaps we're out of ketchup. I mean, and then you get home, you buy the ketchup thinking, I'm not sure if we need this or not. And your spouse says, oh, thank goodness you bought ketchup. I forgot to put it on the list, you know? So we have information supporting us on our journey, even for that very basic level of, you know, what we need to pick up at the store today.
When I have the thought, oh, you need protein bars. And my logical mind goes, you just bought them the other day. And then I come home without protein bars and we need them, you know?
Yeah, yep, it's great. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking more about how it's all information and it's here to help us on our journey. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Talk BlogTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today, Christine and I are talking about the subject of how everything is information. From our thoughts, our feelings, overheard conversations, physical feedback from our bodies. And when we can start to discern and sift through that, we discover more of our authentic self and who we really want to express ourselves as being in this world. And so tell me, Christine, has there been some times that perhaps you've seen some information or received some information and maybe you didn't act upon it because you dismissed it for whatever reason, and then later discovered that it was very valuable information?
Oh, gosh. I was raised to be welcoming of everybody and to be basically a nice girl to everybody. And there was a guy in college who was kind of odd, but, you know, I mean, I was raised to be a good Christian, as my parents would put it, and treat everybody lovingly. And I was kind of creeped out by this guy, but I didn't really acknowledge it to myself. I thought, I'm just being judgmental, you know. But as it turns out, this guy had some problems. And I started to get a clue when he used to follow me to the restroom when I'd go down the hall to the restroom. Mm. And he'd stand outside the stall and start talking to me. And ultimately, he ended up having a breakdown. And what came out is he'd been thinking about how he was talking about how he was feeling the urge to rape somebody. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, I'm so lucky because I could have been in a really bad situation. And I think so often we think, oh, well, we need to be nice to that person, or we don't want to make that person feel bad by just crossing the street now since they're creeping us out. We have inner guidance about keeping our paths, you know, safe. And for me, I went through stages where I thought I'm being bad somehow if I, you know, avoid a person. And I've learned, you know, since then, if somebody creeps me out, I stay the heck away from them.
And that's valuable guidance. And yeah, Tabitha, my youngest daughter, was the one that first taught me that we really do have that innate protection within ourselves. And I think our society, I know I had lost track of my guidance system because I had always given my power to others that were telling me what was the appropriate way to go and behave or think. Uh-huh. And when Tabitha was about 4 years old, we had servicemen come into our home. And one of them in particular, the second man that came on site, she cowered behind me and was very fearful, even though he was very pleasant, outgoing, had a big smile on his face, was really trying to engage and play with her. And uh-huh. I was being embarrassed as her mother, thinking that, you know, she should, you know, it's okay, he's fine. And I didn't recognize at that moment, but then I did shortly after, of how tuned in she was, and she knew this person was not appropriate for her to interact with.
Right.
And so I never taught her stranger danger, because I knew she already had it within herself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fabulous. I mean, you know, yes, Tabitha is so tuned in. And how many times do parents say, no, no, you need to go kiss your uncle, or, you know, they force their children to interact with somebody when the children is actually doing exactly what Tabby was doing. And, you know, I think that it's really important for us to respect each individual, including a young child's radar, because they're getting information that we might not be picking up on.
Well, you have to understand, their radar is probably a little bit more clearer than ours. They haven't been here for long to pollute it with things that weren't appropriate for them to think about or focus on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because in our program, our workshop, and our book, we talk about, you know, accessing the various types of information out there, and we've talked about some of the types of information out there, and then kind of detaching from it. But it doesn't mean that our fear should be ignored, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, if you're sitting on a park bench and you think that something is lurking in the bush behind you, well, don't wait it out. Move.
Right. Yes. But, you know, it's funny because most of our fear, though, is just from some other kind of programming. For some reason today, I was thinking about how years ago, before I ever had children, I was rather concerned about having a baby. I was actually very fearful of physically having a baby. And eventually, I thought, is it because I'm not supposed to have a child? You know, what is it? Am I afraid of losing control? You know, and then I realized that years before I had read a book, I think it was by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. And in this book, there was a woman who had an injury like mine, a crushed pelvis. You know, I was in a car accident years ago and part of my pelvis is crushed. You can't tell by looking at me, but structurally inside, you know, there are these fractures that have healed in a, you know, sort of a strange kind of cattywampus way. But I mean, I functioned pretty well and it looked pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of normal.
Ooh, there's a little dig there. I love it. Anyway, I realized that in this book, in this story, there was a woman who had a crushed pelvis, and she died during childbirth in the story. And I'm thinking, I've taken on the belief that if you have that kind of injury and you try to give birth, you're going to die. So when I was able to sort of decipher the information, that fear that was coming through to me, I recognized that, well, I need to talk to some professionals about this and see how sensible this fear is. And then I talked to, you know, my healthcare practitioner, and she's like, really, you know, that the risks are very, very minimal, unless you're in a situation where we, you know, couldn't do the emergency C-section if necessary. So I was reassured that, maybe 50 years ago, it might have been a little more dangerous for me to have a baby. In today's, you know, medical era, when, you know, they could do something if something significant was a problem, you know, I was going to be okay. So once I had more information, I recognized that my authentic voice inside was yearning for a baby, a child. And so I made the choice to have a baby.
And aren't we glad that you did? Because your sons are amazing. Riley and Kendall, love them.
Yes, I do too. And I'm so glad. It's like becoming a parent, I think, shines a light upon us in a part of our soul that was in darkness before. At least for me, that was my experience.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. Like your scenario, that was a pretty major thing to think about, because you were actually focused in, you know, a little bit fearful of the possibility of death. And, you know, I go back to Saturday when you dropped me off at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And we saw the line for the outside baggage check. And it was what, like 300 yards back?
There were at least probably 45 people in line, at least.
There was a lot of people. It seemed like it was going back for quite a distance, you know. It was like half a mile in my mind that I'd have to walk back there to start the line. And so I went indoors and I grabbed the first place where I saw the sign that said end of the line. I'm like, I'm taking my spot. Well, at the time I did that, I didn't know what I was in for. So by the time I go around the building that they had the line going, I was entering into a serpentine lanes, like three or four deep, before I even got into the serpentine lanes for in front of the check-in counter. Now, I had my boarding pass, but I had to drop my suitcase.
Right.
And I could feel the tension in the people in the line. People were visibly upset, you know. The energy was really low, and I recognized that it was really easy for me to fall into that place of fear that I wasn't going to make my flight, and I wasn't going to get home to my family in the time that I wanted to, and I was going to be stuck at an airport, and Christine wasn't going to be there with me. You know?
Right.
So I was like, I don't really want to go there. I want to be on that flight, and I had to distract myself, and I pulled out the Kindle, and I started reading an uplifting story, which took my, distracted me once again, mm-hmm. so that I could just get into alignment with what I was wanting, which was something as simple as just making my flight. You know, it wasn't life right. or death. I just wanted to get home, you know?
Yeah, yes.
And I got to the ticket counter finally an hour after I was in line,
wow.
dropped my bag. I got the warning that it was a late check bag and they couldn't guarantee it would make the flight. And the reservation agent behind the counter looked at me and she said, they're closing your gate in 15 minutes. I don't think you're going to make it.
Oh,
let me
no.
look up some information. You know, let me look to see about the next two flights. And she came back and said, nope, they're booked. You won't make those, probably won't make those flights. You can wait standby though. And so just go do your best. And so I'm heading towards security because at this point I still had to go through the security line. And Seattle's famous for some long lines in security. They're also famous
yes.
for putting everyone through those full body scans, which I don't go through. Mm-hmm. But I had made the concession that if I needed to, I would. And all of a sudden, I'm like feeling the tears. I'm feeling the emotions. There's three mm-hmm. gentlemen in front of me that are elderly. They're putting their shoes on top of their backpacks. I'm like, you've got to put them back. You know, I'm like, come on, help me out here. By the time I get through the screen, I grab my stuff, which I didn't do the full body. I went through the regular screen as I prefer. And I grab my stuff, shoes in hand, and just sprinted to the gate. And I made my flight.
Right.
But it did take a lot of action.
Yeah, and you had to align with that information that you were going to get there on time. And somehow, despite the reality, you didn't, you know, you didn't give the I don't know, the fear.
I didn't give in into the fear.
Yeah. Right,
yes.
right. Yeah, and you got home on time.
I did.
Yay. Well, this is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com. What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we are back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Now, we were discussing how everything is information on this show, and so we want to give you a little bit of our information. You can find out more about Christine and me on our website at authenticityrising.com. And in fact, we have an upcoming seminar that we're going to be hosting at your beautiful healing center in Woodinville, Washington.
Yes, here in the Seattle area.
That's going to be on Saturday, September 15th from 10 right. to 6. And the wonderful thing is through our wonderful creative process on Orcas Island last week with our book proposal, we have taken the 8 simple steps down to 5 fun steps.
That's right. Yes. We really streamlined it. And, you know, we've kind of narrowed our focus and clarified a lot for ourselves so that we, you know, I'm quite sure our workshop's going to be improved. And we were already getting wonderful feedback from our workshops as it was, but I'm glad that we got it down to fewer steps because that's less information for my brain to have to maintain.
Well, and it's a lot more fun and easy for me if there's not a whole lot of work around it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's not a lot of work. It's very simple. These steps are very simple. It doesn't necessarily mean it's always easy to implement it in our lives because sometimes, you know, when we're dealing with things that bring up fear, which of course is additional information, but we'll, you know, we have to walk through our fear and that can be challenging sometimes for us. But the steps themselves are really simple. And if you follow the 5 fun steps, then, you know, on a moment-to-moment basis, then it's really helping us come more and more into our authentic selves and true empowerment.
That is so true. And, you know, it's what you and I do regularly. It's how we have to, on a moment-to-moment, daily basis, look at the information that comes into our awareness, which that's part of the fun steps is, you know, in accessing and interpreting that information.
Right.
And it is so vital and important when we're learning to connect with what our authentic self is trying to express.
Right. Right.
Which, and so that leads us to our Dare of the Week.
Dare of the Week. Yeah. I think this will be fun. For those of you who are listening, take one day this week, maybe do it tomorrow, and identify each and every time there is a bit of information there to support you on your journey. Now, this information could be as simple as getting the name of the person who, you know, who cut your friend's hair that you sort of overhear the conversation about it, or it could be information in your body that's telling you that you don't want to do something or you have resistance to doing something. All that information that's out there, think in terms of what information is helping give you guidance about how to move forward.
And yes, there is no shortage of that information. There's an abundance. And the wonderful thing about this, fun adventure that I call it, this process, is that when you start to view everything as information and you start to see it as that and you make note of it, whether you're ready to fully analyze it and decide, you know, or determine what the reason is that you're receiving it, but just by making the mental note of receiving it, you get more and more all the time that's there to support you.
It is amazing. It's like opening the floodgates.
It is. And be playful about it. Have fun with it. And when it's like a game like that, you're going to start seeing more of the things and receiving the information that's more in alignment with your joy.
Right. And the information might come in the form of numbers, overheard conversations, emotions. Our emotions, you know, Greg Braden says that our emotions are the language of consciousness. It's our soul speaking through to us. And we as humans will feel all sorts of emotion about it. So the emotions are information. So, you know, if you're going to be making note of it, you're probably going to be making note of it several times an hour, but just become aware.
Yes, and that simple act of becoming aware, it does open those floodgates, as you mentioned. And it's easy to start seeing the things that are for your well-being, but it's also you're going to become aware of the information that you allow to come into your awareness that doesn't belong to you. Those possible voices in the head may be coming through and things like that. So not all of it's going to necessarily be for your authentic journey, but it's not to be afraid of. It's there to provide guidance. And when you see it as just guidance and feedback, it diffuses any sort of fear or uncertainty around being susceptible to the universe's fun games.
Right. And, you know, one surefire way to know that if you've got a thought going through your mind and it's some sort of negative self-talk, be darn sure that's not your authentic voice. That information is coming from somewhere else, from some belief system that you've bought into, some programming, some interaction with a parent, a teacher, you know, something probably from your childhood. But the negative self-talk isn't that information for your authentic journey, except to become aware of it and to begin to release it.
Exactly. And, you know, I've worked with you, and so it's important to have a network of supportive people, and I'm sure we could do a whole show on that. But know that when you're working with somebody, make sure that any kind of feedback they give you, if the feedback is bringing you down and making you feel less than or lower than you were before, that's not the feedback you want. You need to find somebody that helps you find the good in all the information you're receiving.
Right. It's so amazing sometimes. I've had people say, you know, I've been seeing the same massage therapist for a long time, and I know that, you know, she's the best in town, But I always feel so drained energetically afterwards. And I'll say, well, why do you think that is? Well, you know, she talks about her problems. And I'm thinking, well, that's pertinent information. If you're feeling drained after you get something like a massage, then maybe that person shouldn't be a part of your regular support network.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we're getting towards the end of the show today, and next week we are going to have Mal Dwayne, Alpha Check author, on, and that should be an interesting conversation. I'm looking forward to that. And if you guys want to check out more information, please check out our website, AuthenticityRising.com, and visit us on our Facebook page, Authenticity Rising. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And we look forward to seeing you here next week. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.